8:35 is our time. This is WBFO News. As the baby boom generation ages, their care could become a key issue for society. Listener commentator Dr. Robert Stahl says now is the time to start planning with what he calls grassroots geriatrics.
A New York Times article headline from October 18, 2006 read, "Geriatrics lags in age of high-tech medicine." As one of few geriatricians locally and nationally, I have grappled with this dilemma for many years, regretful and frustrated that I can't provide direct care to more older patients myself. The stark truth is that there are not, and will not be in the foreseeable future, enough geriatricians, doctors specially trained to treat older people, to care for our rapidly aging population. Likewise, there will likely not be enough internists or family practitioners with adequate knowledge in geriatric care to treat older adults in need. What to do about this? One approach is what I call grassroots geriatrics. Grassroots geriatrics is person-centered and community-oriented. It targets the cardinal goals of good geriatric care: to maximize the ability of function in everyday life and the enjoyment of living overall. Older patients watching out for themselves. Family and friends keeping a close eye on their older loved ones. Faith communities helping their older congregants, and volunteer organizations focusing some of their efforts on common problems that crop up as people age. Media and politicians speaking out on practical issues that can directly and immediately affect the lives of readers, listeners, viewers, and constituents. What can you do? Start by educating yourself on the basic principles of geriatric care and spread the word to your older friends, neighbors, and relatives. You should now have plenty of questions to ask your doctor. Get them ready before the visit. Write everything down, or like me, you'll forget what you wanted to say when you're sitting in the exam room. Make sure your facts are straight. Prioritize your issues so time won't run out with important matters left to discuss. You can even ask your doctor before the appointment what kind of upfront work would be helpful. I ask my new patients to complete a 20-plus page self-assessment booklet. Then do your best to get it all done before you set foot in the office. It is time well spent, both for you and your doctor. What else? Try talking to your pastor, rabbi, or imam about how your faith community can better address the needs of its aging congregants. If you belong to a service organization, volunteer to head up a project to help needy seniors. Demand more media coverage addressing senior health issues. Watch for town meetings and civic forums on issues of aging. Attend, absorb, and speak your mind. Ask your local politicians what they are doing to make your town or neighborhood truly senior smart and senior friendly. All of this is grassroots geriatrics in action. Grassroots geriatrics is simple, easily understandable, inexpensive, prevention-oriented, and readily available if you help make it that way. Certainly learning, volunteering, socializing, participating, and doing are more enjoyable and certainly healthier than having to go to a crowded emergency room in the middle of the night or spending time sick in a lonely hospital bed. As President John Kennedy might have expressed it, ask not what your doctor can do for you, ask what you can do for your doctor and yourself. A grassroots approach is one way to ensure that good geriatric care becomes a reality for everyone who needs and deserves it. This is Dr. Robert Stahl.
Listener commentator Dr. Robert Stahl is a physician practicing geriatric medicine in the Buffalo area. He will conduct a seminar on geriatric care Thursday, February 22nd at the Beechwood Homes in Gettysville. You can respond by clicking the Contact Us button at our website at WBFO.org or by calling our news listener line at 829-6000 extension 3. Also, WBFO is in need of new listener commentary.